Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is September 1st, 2013.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
We talked last week about Mercury and the Sun being together in Leo and opposite to Neptune in Aquarius.
When you have Mercury, the planet of making rational decisions, and Sun, the planet of leaders, both being influenced by Neptune, the planet of delusion and confusion, it can lead to some really bad decisions by governments. Case in point, the Obama administration, as well as the governments of Britain and France, are all seriously considering a strike on Syria.
Yes, David. And when the United States attacks Syria over its use of chemical weapons, it's kind of hypocritical, since the USA has no real moral high ground in this arena. I mean, after standing by for 2 years while the Syrian government massacred thousands upon thousands of its own citizens with bullets and bombs, now we are saying that gassing several hundred is cause for intervention.
What really nauseates me is the sheer hypocrisy and arrogance of the United States government on the subject of chemical weapons, when its own military and some of its favorite dictators have had an appalling record of their own to answer for.
Ah, come on, David. Sagittarius rising, the USA. It's John Wayne America. It's always the good guy, cowboy with the white hat riding in to save the day, or maybe in this case, the good guy is just going to bloody the nose of the bad guy, you know, teach him a lesson.
Well, here's a short and incomplete little list of the toxic legacy the USA ought to own up to before it goes around breaking Syria's nose for something Syria did on a much smaller scale.
David, somehow I've got the feeling that you're going to let loose with both barrels here.
Oh, I'm afraid so, Ron. And here are the facts. From 1962 to 1971, the U.S. military sprayed over nearly 20 million gallons of Agent Orange onto the country of Vietnam. In 1988, the USA looked the other way when Saddam gassed and killed 3,000 to 5,000 Kurds in the village of Halabja. Then, later on, when the USA was done with its good buddy Saddam, it took him out and left tons and tons of radioactive depleted uranium dust all over Iraq from the used armor-piercing munitions. And there was a little white phosphorus thing used over Fallujah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But I simply refuse to sit here as an American citizen and listen to any BS from any government official sitting on his high horse with a flagpole up his rear end trying to tell me we have a moral obligation to do something because a so-called red line got crossed. I'm no fan of Assad, but I much prefer him over the Islamic Road Warrior crew known as Al-Qaeda.
Really? Okay. It's sad but true. Nonetheless, vast majority of the world's countries find the practice of using chemical agents abhorrent, and their use is banned almost everywhere through international agreements. But it's maybe it is strange how thousands of people being shot and blown up is sort of okay, but gassing several hundred is way overboard. I think it's probably just the visceral horror and dread around such a weapon. Or maybe it's because humans being blown up and shot to pieces is just familiar to us due to all those action movies we watch.
All right. Well, the U.S. is in its Mars major period until 2015, and Mars rules Scorpio, the sign in the 12th house of the USA chart. The 12th house is the house of loss, and see here how the significations of loss are brought by Mars to the 7th house of relations with foreign countries. Action against Syria will likely create all sorts of blowback, everything from damaging relations with Russia and others to strengthening Al-Qaeda's hand in the Middle East.
All right, we should also note that Jupiter, planet of truth and belief, is still transiting in Gemini, the sign of duality, giving us two versions of the truth, and more than one belief. Lots of talk and debate, besides. And all this is happening in the USA chart's 7th house of relations with partner countries.
And note, too, that Jupiter is the planet of expansion and increase, now conjunct the USA natal sun, the planet of authority and power, thereby increasing the USA's role as global cop.
Okay. All right, another item we have been talking about for weeks has been the combination of Saturn and Rahu in Libra. So here we have the planet of established order, Saturn, plus the planet of transformation, Rahu, in the sign of balance and equality, Libra, promising some changes that result in a more fair, equal society. Well, the USA made a little further progress in that direction last week via the tax code. Seems the federal government has seen the light, or the light shown by the recent Supreme Court decisions, that is, and will now allow married same-sex couples to file their tax returns as married couples, giving gay and lesbian married couples the same tax advantages as heterosexual couples.
Here's another manifestation of Rahu transformation, plus Saturn, the establishment, in Libra, the sign of fairness and justice. After a years-long battle, the NFL Team Owners Association finally agreed to settle a lawsuit brought by former football players. The NFL will now pay out $765 million to cover the medical costs incurred by retired players suffering from various brain disorders that have resulted from repeated head injuries, and in cases where, sadly, death has already occurred, pay compensation to the families involved.
Okay. Another angle on that is that the United States, being in a Mars major period and Mars ruling the fifth house of games and sports in the USA natal chart, makes this the right time for these sorts of issues. All right, so we talked last week about how Venus being debilitated in Virgo while simultaneously receiving the aspect of Uranus from across the zodiac was going to raise havoc with the significations of Venus. And over the past few days, that has certainly come to pass. Venus's value, therefore the price of something, as well as financial markets, which went nuts last week when it became obvious that the USA was going to do something in response to Syria's use of chemical weapons.
So, we're going to send Syria a bloody nose of sorts. What's it going to be? Cruise missile? Drone? And which corporation is getting a multi-million dollar payday once the buttons get pressed? And speaking of things financial, that good old happy feeling of Bernanke pumping billions into Wall Street banks got replaced by the reality of what's going to go down when the U.S. starts blowing things up in Syria. Did we mention the price of oil in last week's report? And what do you know? The price of crude oil shot up last week to its highest level in 2 years.
All right. Let's look at another angle on the subject of Venus, planet of value and cost, being influenced by Uranus, the planet of rebellion and disruption. Fast food workers across the USA went on strike last Thursday, demanding that the minimum wage be doubled. Furthermore, Venus's pleasures and sweets, and it's arguable that the fast foods industry is, with all of its sugar, fat, and salt that it pumps into its food, it falls into that Venus category of pleasure. At least that's what the brain is trained to believe.
All right. There's also a Venus female angle to this, since most fast food workers are, in fact, women. And here's an altogether different manifestation of Venus being influenced by Uranus. Venus is show business and young women, as well as sexuality. And eccentric Uranus introduces a bit of kink to the whole business. Did you catch Miley Cyrus's performance at the Music Video Awards last week? The former Disney darling Hannah Montana made a total transformation to do a show which was kind of a cross between a strip club and a Japanese porno shop. She's gone ultra naughty.
Ah, Madonna, see what you have spawned.
And here's another item in the Venus opposite Uranus, beautiful young females. Pretty surprising event. And I'm afraid this one's rather more deadly and bizarrely Uranian stained as well. Reports surfaced last Wednesday that Kim Jong-un's ex-girlfriend, pop singer Hyung Sung-wol, was among a dozen well-known North Korean performers who were executed by firing squad on August 20th. Allegedly, this was due to the ex-girl's making a sex video.
All right, let's not forget that Neptune, the planet of delusion and obfuscation, is influencing Mercury, the planet of the media. So nobody really knows what goes on in the Hermit Kingdom.
Yes, and while we're on the subject of things Venusian tinged by electrifying Uranus, the daughter of New Zealand's Prime Minister, Stephanie Key, came out with some rather interesting art photos, which did include some sushi.
Okay. all right. With that, we're going to finish our review of the week on astrologynewsreport.com. So be sure to click in with us next week. Till then.